Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, up on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans of the transport sector. So who will I see it? Me soon come back. One already.
Hey, ramp it up, fix it up. This labor day we are clean it up. Ramp it up, fix it up. This labor day we are clean it up. Build ramps in schools, busy health centers. For the young and for the elders. Paint the fence, make the place enhance. Access for all to every entrance. Island wide is a island wide. We are ramp it up, island wide. Island wide is a island wide. We are fix it up, island wide. This labor day is volunteer to ramp it up. Fix it up, you know.
Recent heavy rains affecting the island have resulted in landslides and flooding, especially in western parishes. The rain was caused by a trough which lingered near the western end of the island, dumping showers on several parishes. The National Works Agency, NWA, says damage assessment and cleanup exercises are being done across affected areas in Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney, St. James, and St. Andrew. Community Relations Officer at the National Works Agency for the Western Region, Janelle Ricketts, tells us more.
In Hanover, we had a section of the Riley River was blocked by a lot of bamboos that came downstream. We've actually had that cleared now. We've also had sections in Albertown and Allsides area where we've had landslides. We are currently in the process of having those cleared as well. We've had quite a bit of inundations in areas of Westmoreland, particularly affected sections in the Little London area. The waters have receded. We are now doing damage assessment, determining the best way forward, but we have cleared most of the sections that were impacted.
Sections of Westmoreland which experienced flooding included 3 Miles River, Chantilly, and the Pittersfield to Galloway main roads. Landslides also reduced to sections of the Stettin to Highgate Hall main road in Trelawney to single-lane traffic. Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says roadways in Manchester, St. Elizabeth and Clarendon, which were flooded by rains, continue to clear up as waters subside.
Those areas are no longer inundated because over time, you know, the water would have receded due to the break in the weather. Now, as it continues to clear up, naturally would have expected that the flooding or areas impacted by flooding, that would have been alleviated.
And on the eastern end of the island, the NWA sent its damage assessment teams to investigate reports of flooding, landslides, and a washed down silt impacting roadways in St. Andrew. Heavy equipment was also moved to a section of Serve Florizel Glasspool Boulevard in St. Andrew to reopen a section of the eastbound lane of the carriageway in the vicinity of Danny's Marina to two-lane traffic. And with more rains expected as the hurricane season approaches, you may be wondering about the potential for flooding in your community. Well, Community Relations Officer at the NWA for the Western Region, Janelle Ricketts, says the NWA is in the process of finalizing its disaster mitigation program ahead of the start of the hurricane season. The program details the NWA's plan for clearing and maintaining drains and other infrastructure in flood-prone areas across the country. The NWA continues to urge motorists to remain vigilant when traveling along roadways prone to landslides. And as roads continue to be cleared, motorists are advised to proceed with caution. And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So guess what? The Road wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. On Insta, it's at JIS Voice. You can send us a tweet. Our handle is JIS News. Or check out our posts on FB at Jamaica Information Service. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on, do your thing. And go on, go The Road!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.